We're live at the Come and Go Theater of the Des Moines Social Club in Des Moines, and everyone is anxiously awaiting a performance from the Waterloo-based band Twins coming up, actually, very soon. Twins have taken the stage. How you doing, Twins?
Good. Splendid.
You know, I get the impression that things are just coming up roses for Twins these days. Is that true, Joel?
Yeah, there's not too much to complain about. Oh, was you saying that because of my jacket? No. Yeah, everything's great, man. We've just doing what we're doing and having a good time, and it seems to be getting better, so.
You've got, like, a lot of gigs coming up at festivals and so Maximum Ames and many festivals.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, do you want me to plug them right now? Or?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, this Sunday we're down in Davenport. Our buddies in daytrotter.com. Invited us down there. We're playing Sunday down in Davenport. Village East Fest, it's called. So if you're in the area, come on out. There's a ton of good acts. Do we know what time we're playing?
No.
We don't know what time we're playing, so just come and hang out all day. And then Maximum Ames Festival is September 10th through the 13th this year in Ames, all over town. And we're playing the Ames Elks Club Saturday the 12th at 5 p.m. with Michael Cronin and the Cairo gang. So yeah, and then that's all about I had memorized. So
that's good. That's a good start. And you've got album number 3 is in the works right now. It's kind of like getting going.
Yeah, we are recording it down in Chicago at a place called Shirk Studio with a super cool producer guy from Chicago named Nathan Cook. He's worked with a few Iowa bands, including Poison Control Center on their last epic, Stranger Ballet, and yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff, so cool guy, and we've got a nice little start, so.
Are we going to hear any new songs tonight?
Oh, yeah, you're going to hear a bunch of that.
All right.
That's excellent. What we usually do when we play these Iowa Public Radio things. We always blast through new songs that we haven't even released yet, so.
Well, you never let us down, Joel.
Hey, thanks.
So, without any further ado, please welcome Twins.
That was a new one. This is also a new one. This one's for Trevor. You guys just look so beautiful. Okay, Harper, I'm ready whenever you are. This is another new one.
Track. Yeah.
How's it sound out there, everybody? How's it sound out there, radio people? Okay.
No, we're gonna do Teen Wolf. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll do that one.
All right, yeah. This is another new one. What is life? Out on the street where everyone's dying. Yeah, candy always had a sensitive side. Out on the street where everything's alive. Was Mark dozing off during that one, you guys? Just scream really loud and wake him up.
What?
That's it, huh? I swear there's... Mom, I swear there's more than four people here. All right. We're going to do one off our record. Last record is called Tomboys on Parade. We put it out last April of 2014 on Maximum Ames Records. So if you'd want that... Did we bring any, Luke? No, we didn't bring any, but... You can get it on MaximumAimsRecords.com. And, yeah, check out all the other cool stuff happening there. This one's called Teenage Lothario.
Now he's on the run. It's now he's on the run, and soon everyone will know. Soon everyone will know.
The song with the vibrato pedal.
You have to. It's a prerequisite.
I'm ready whenever you fellas are. Whoa, whoa. Jeez, Luke.
Okay. I looked a picture in the gown that her mama wore. When she was married herself nearly 27 years before. A little, but it looked just fine. They stayed up all night, but they gotta finish the dinner time. Now the arm of her daddy, she's walking down the aisle. Yeah, she catches my eyes, she gives me a secret smile. Maybe it's too old-fashioned, but we once were close friends. By the way that she looks today, she never could have been. Now in a tight blue jean, pumping all the money in the record machine, spinning like a top. Yeah, you should have seen it go. Whoa, I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. Hey! Well, a car daddy only wants to give his little girl the best. So he put down a grand on a cozy little lover's nest. Reception, an unqualified success. At a posh hotel for 150 girls. You take a look at the bridegroom smiling, pleased his heart. Shaking hands all around with a glassy look in his eye. He got a real good job, his shirt and tie is nice. But I remember a time when she would never even look at him twice. I can see her now, drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to be the funny, she used to be the stroll. I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. I need the ride when she used to rock and roll. Hey!
Guitar real quick, and I want to do another song.
Look at that. Like a professional guitar tech. Luke Sires,
he can do. Always doing the least he can do. Luke Sires, everybody.
Oh, God.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks, Iowa Public Radio, for having us. I think we've now achieved the triple crown, right, Tony? We played Java Blend live from Studio One back in Cedar Falls, and then Studio One tracks right here at the Des Moines Social Club Come and Go Theater. Huh? And the only other dude that's ever done it in the whole world, Christopher the Conqueror. Oh, he's gone.
Classic.
Oh, there's right there.
He He just moved seats.
Oh, I didn't say anything bad about you, Chris. I'll tell you later. Right, well, I need to get a drink before. All right, this one's called Tomboy. It's from Tomboys on Parade, which is a record we did. Claim to be pro. No,
that's true.
Fancy amateurs is what we, that's what we declare ourselves.
Is that the next
topic? Yep. All right.
Perfect.
Okay, this one's called Long Way Down. It's from Tomboys on Parade. Woo! We'll be right back. one's called Feel So Good. It's going to be on our new album. This one's for Nathan Cook.
Yeah.
this one's called Teach Each Other from Tom Boys on Parade. That last one was called Changing, and that one's going to
be on
our new record. Well, unless Al, like, totally dogs it after the show, then totally. We'll cut it, Al. Shares. We'll, if you dog it, we'll cut it. All right, Teach Each Other.
That's Twins. Twins on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. Hey, Twins, we're going to take a break.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, you heard of a thing called station identification?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we're going to do something like that.
Okay.
For a minute. And then you're going to be back for another set, right? In a few minutes.
Yeah, man. We got a present for you, too, when we come back.
Oh, all right.
We'd like to present Mark Simmet with an award live on Iowa Public Radio this evening.
All right, well, stay tuned for that. And we'll be back with more in 1 minute here on Studio One Tracks.
I'm Bob Dorr, driving the blues bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Twins are about to take the stage. Actually, they have taken the stage. Have you taken the stage?
Yes.
You've taken it?
Yes.
All right. We're going to have another set from Twins here tonight on Studio One Tracks. We're live, if you're just joining us, at the Come and Go Theater at the Des Moines Social Club. Great night of music. And Twins, you know, I'm really enjoying your power pop songs tonight, but have you ever considered like going in a jam band direction and stretching out?
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
Solos.
Hate that stuff.
Drum solos.
We got one little song. We got a new song with a little bit of a drum surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah. But no, I... You were joking, right, Mark? Is that...
Yeah, I'm not that I really want you to do that, but...
No,
You know,
we don't.
I mean, it's kind of like a trend, you know, these days.
Is it?
I guess.
Oh, that's tragic.
And you can do more song or less songs that way.
Yeah,
when they're longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. No, I am joking. I love what you do. Don't ever stop.
Well, you know, we will try not to, but hey, we wanted to give Mark a present, everybody. Everybody want to see this present we got for Mark? Okay. Here we go. Hey, Mark, do you just want me to come over and hand it to you and you can describe it to all the listeners?
Sure.
Okay, here I come, Mark.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, it's right here in this come and go sack. Hey, Tony, can you give that to Mark?
Good work.
That's for you, Mark. Everybody, we got that for Mark Simmet for being just such a gentleman of the community. Let's see what he got tonight.
It's a bag.
Let's see what he got.
Plastic bag. You don't have a dog, do you?
I do.
Oh.
So I'll need that back.
All right, it's a shirt?
Nope.
What is it, hat?
Close, buddy. Take it out and throw it on for everybody in the house tonight. Come on, everybody.
It's two items, actually.
It's two items.
Two
both
items.
Both usable.
Well, three. If gloves are two, then... It's a pair of pugs.
Yep. A pair of yard work gloves.
There we go.
For our buddy Mark Simmet, everybody.
That's nice. And... okay, I know this is something. It's got the Come and Go logo on it.
You know what? Hey, Come and Go Theater.
It's a hat.
It's a hat. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to put it on.
Mark, I wouldn't put it on. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it on either, Mark.
All right, radio fans, Come and Go.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing along, buddy. You're the best. All right. Do you want us to just play some more songs, or do you want to talk more?
Can you play some more songs? I know I said go on forever, but could you stop sometime before 9?
Yeah.
All right.
We only have one more song in our whole discography, so. Everybody who just came in right now, Mark, just got a skull, Come and Go skull cap and two yard work gloves, and this one's for Mark.
Yeah.
Faces. It's for Jake Powers. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Living legend. A live-in legend. Doesn't have a job.
Devin Ferguson, that was killer. I'm thank God that got recorded because I don't remember that. Hit it.
Talk to me.
Max Sires, that's his favorite song ever. And I'm happy to be the guy who wrote it. Love you, Max.
What?
Pick a number between 1 and 15? 14. 14?
Good work.
All right, this one's called Hello World.
My door. Soon you'll be coming
time there, Mark.
Are you asking me what time it is, Joel?
Yeah.
It's 8:37, man.
Cool.
One or two more, maybe, from
Yeah,
Twins?
Perfect. Yeah. You read my mind, Mark.
Let's do Oblivion.
Well, I've been waiting a long time for you to say so. Okay, we got no clue. I could just disappear without even a call.
Yeah, one more.
Cool. And you can find us online. Just Google Twins the Band, and you'll find us. We're on all that stuff. This one's called Teenage Grenade. It's a new one, and we're gonna play it. And that's Luke Sires on drums, Harper Sires on guitar, Devin Ferguson on bass guitar. My name is Joel Sires, and it was a blast being here with you, everybody. Thanks. We're called Twins. Like that, just try it. Called Twins. Thanks, Iowa Public Radio. Twinsaband.com. Bye.
Twins. Rock in the house. The Come and Go Theater. Thanks, Twins.
Thanks, Mark.
Also, big thanks to Josh Jepson for running sound tonight. Doing a great job. Phil Moss is our technical producer. Thanks to Tony Daner and Al Scherz. I'm Mark Simmet. Again, we'll be back right here on October 1st. For Amasa Hines from Little Rock, Arkansas, right here in the Come and Go Theater of the Des Moines Social Club for a live show. This one will be a ticketed event. For ticket information, just go check out DesMoinesSocialClub.org. That's Amasa Hines on October 1st, live broadcast on Studio One Tracks.